Well, the new U.S. president is widely touted as taking a surprisingly hostile approach towards China. Emily Hsu takes a look.
Taking on China was one of Trump's big election promises, and the mainstream media don't like it one bit. They say he's ruining decades of hard work.
Donald Trump did something that no U.S. leader has done since 1979.
So we have the president of the United States with the strongest anti-China rhetoric, if you will.
Trump's victory, arguably bad news for U.S.-China relations.
But hold on a sec. Were things really as rosy as claimed?
If we don't write the rules for trade around the world, guess what? China will.
China continues cyber espionage against the United States.
In 2011, we saw Barack Obama's pivot to Asia. The plan was to, quote, provide a balance to China's rising influence. Obama then made rosy relations rosier by ratcheting up America's military presence in the Asia-Pacific region to 368,000 troops in 2015. Last year, the U.S. sent Navy destroyers to conduct four military patrols right in China's backyard. And Obama had no intention of stopping there, vowing to move 60% of U.S. naval and overseas assets to the Pacific region.
The U.S. sent warships into Chinese waters close to reefs off the Nansha Islands, which severely violated our sovereignty and security and heightened tensions in the region. Which of us is the real rule breaker and troublemaker? I think the facts were spoken for themselves.
Washington's argument has been that its patrols are there to ensure Beijing doesn't limit the freedom of navigation in the region. Which is a bit odd, as unlike China, the U.S. never ratified the U.N. convention that covers this. And don't forget, America has military ties with almost everyone in the region, effectively surrounding Beijing with pro-U.S. forces. Among them is Taiwan, which China sees as a breakaway province. Washington's ties with Taipei have long rattled Beijing, long before Donald Trump spoke with the Taiwanese president on the phone last month. The U.S. has been arming Taiwan since the 70s, and Obama alone sold $14 billion worth of weapons to Taipei.